just one day after his security guard was shot outside of his home in a drive-by shooting, someone has broken into the house of rapper Drake. So this is an update. Listen, yesterday the streets was hot. There was a shooting allegedly that occurred around 2 a.m. on Tuesday at Drake's home in Toronto. Now, according to police reports, the shooting occurred outside of his gates at his mansion, and someone pulled up and fired off several rounds, hitting his security guard in the chest. The security guard was rushed to the hospital, but they said that they found him originally unconscious. He was taken into surgery, and we haven't heard an update ever since then. We haven't heard anything saying that the security guard has passed. So from what I'm hearing, he was expected to survive, but he was in surgery. Now, we haven't heard any updates regarding his surgery and whether he made it out. I would presume that he did, but this is the information that we have so far. Now, since then, less than 24 hours after that, a person was detained because they broke into Drake's house. Now, I'm going to read this information from ABC News, and this whole situation is on the heels of his rap beef with several different artists. You know, Kendrick Lamar and Drake's rap beef is like the top, you know, of his beef, but he has so many different industry connections and enemies in the industry at this point that we don't know who was involved in any of these crimes that happened in the past 2 days. So, and on top of that, Drake has been reported several times that people have broken into his house before. So this isn't something that's new to Drake. Like, he has obsessed fans, crazy people that have broken into his house before, and that was reported as well. Now, let's just get into this news report. It says a person was detained after allegedly attempting to break into Drake's mansion in Toronto a day after a security guard was shot while outside of the residence, police said. A person allegedly tried to break into the residence on Wednesday and was apprehended and detained by police under mental health issues, Toronto police confirmed to ABC News. It continues, says this latest incident comes after a male security guard working for the rapper was shot outside his home while standing outside the gates of the residence at around 2 a.m. on Tuesday, according to the inspector with the Toronto Police Department Services Interrogated Gun and Gang Task Force, the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle. So it's just been hot out there for Drake in Toronto. I would probably think that he's not at that house anymore right now. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's not like drawing out a plan to secretly relocate. Now, people are trying to put the blame on Kendrick Lamar, saying, oh, he put his address out there or whatever. But it was known where Drake lived at for a while. I mean, I've seen several publications talk about his massive mansion and his big home in Toronto. So I wouldn't blame Kendrick Lamar for any of the stuff that's happening right now. I would say that there's a possibility that it could be anybody because as of right now, Drake has, you know, well-known, you know, beef and feuds with several different people in the music industry. And, you know, you have crazy fans that may not like the fact that Drake is beefing and going at it with their favorite musician. And they could just want to target him, or it could just be a crazed fan that loves Drake so much that wants to stalk him. Now, in the past, you know, I reported on several different people that tried to break into his house. Allegedly, he had a stalker at one point. So it's just so many different angles we can take on this news report. But as of right now, this individual was detained and taken down to the police station under basically a mental health evaluation. So we don't know if this is the person that shot at his house, or you know, is connected, but I would think that the police is probably investigating into that as well, because what is the likelihood of you trying to break into his house less than 24 hours after the security guard was nearly killed? Y'all, the streets is hot out here for Drake, and you know, I mean, between him losing this rap battle, and I know people are like probably starting to say, oh, he didn't lose. He lost so much in this rap battle. It's like at this point, his safety is at stake. From what I'm seeing, there was over 1 million people that disliked his record that he put out, The Heart Part 6. He's not doing as much streams as Kendrick Lamar. His numbers is down, and now there's people shooting and breaking into his house. All I can say with Drake's situation is I think it's time for him to, you know, take a break from feuding with people, try to find some type of peace in his life, because this is just all bad. He's one of the biggest pop stars. He's had so much talent, you know, and I'm not the person who could say I'm so fond of him, but I can say and, you know, give compliments when it's due. Drake is a very talented individual, but I feel like he's got lost in this industry, in my opinion. And this is leading to so many, you know, dark entities and bad things attaching to him. I feel like somewhere in this music industry, he may have gotten lost, and this has led to him having all of this drama ensuing. Hopefully, you know, with all of this happening, he's sitting and reflecting and is trying to work on himself so his life can be better. Because, I mean, for you to be that wealthy, this man has just signed one of the biggest music deals in the world a couple of years ago, $400 million. And I talked about that as well. And I also talked about the possibility of Universal Music Group stepping in and helping to break up this beef between him and Kendrick Lamar and saying that they need to end it. But we're not going to talk about that right now. You guys got to go to my other video that I just discussed that on and check that out. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button. And also, if you guys are on YouTube and don't have time to watch me, check me out and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all distributors. But like I said before, with Drake's situation, I feel like he's such a talented individual, but I feel like he kind of lost himself in the music industry. And I think it's time for him to maybe just take a break if he can and really reflect on the things that's going on in his life and what he needs to do to make it safe and better for himself. I mean, even if he just comes out and apologizes, you know, make a public apology to people and just like do a J. Cole, I feel like that's fine. At this point, you have your life at stake, and it just doesn't seem safe out there for him right now. I don't feel like this whole situation is really worth it. I mean, am I enjoying the music that was being put out between the two rappers? Yes. But do I want anybody to get killed? No. And seeing that somebody almost lost their life yesterday, and now today they're reporting that allegedly someone else broke into his house, it's just very dangerous for Drake. And I hope that he, you know, evaluates his circle, reevaluates himself, and figure out something. And just try to cool it out and like stop beefing with so many people, because this is the prime example why you want to have peace in your life. Because when you have peace in your life, you don't have to worry about people trying to get you and trying to murk you or trying to kill you. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, those certain things. Because, of course, in regular life, just as regular poor folk, we're gonna deal with people trying to backstab us, people being jealous of us and stuff like that. But imagine being worth $400 million, probably more than that, near $1 billion. You have so many people that's out there just willing to backstab you, willing to take you out just off of jealousy, you know, envy alone. And then you have fans of other people that you're beefing with. On top of that, you have to deal with crazy fans that love you so much that they will try to kill you. We have celebrities out there that's been killed by fans, you know. And now you have people that's fans of the other artists that he's going against and stuff, and they're like ready to ride or die and commit crimes in the name of it. He just had his building, his store, OVO, was just vandalized also the other day as well over in London. So people are just going crazy about Drake internationally in regards to this beef, and it's getting real serious. I know I'm just going into this whole conversation, and I did report the news to you guys, but I just had to share what was on my mind in regards to Drake's situation. And I still haven't done my full lyrical breakdown, and I'm going to be working on that video soon. So probably at the end of the video, you guys will see the link for that. But I'm going to sit and really do a full podcast and evaluate the lyrics. Now, the thing is, I want you guys to follow me on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The reason why is because I could talk uncensored. On YouTube, I can't really say the things that I want to say, and I can't be real adult with my conversation, which is so funny with YouTube, because they're like, they have these guidelines where they're like, oh, you can't curse, you know, you can't say, you know, actual suggestive things, you can't do this, you can't do that. But then you go on music channels like a Drake or even Kendrick Lamar's music page or any rapper's page, and it's just like, you know, actually explicit lyrics, cursing, all types of stuff, and they just say, hey, it's acceptable. Or even if you report on news that discuss crimes and stuff going on in the community, they'll say, oh, we want to, you know, take you off of the partnership because you're reporting on something that's not friendly, you know? So it's like, it's really hard to discuss serious situations here on YouTube. Like, I can try to report the news to the best of my ability, but the thing is, it's like, it has to be so censored. So, like, the reason why I haven't put out my actual review is because we are reviewing explicit lyrics, right? And we're talking about stuff that's street, and you know, it's a lot of cursing in it. And I really want to be able to read and share my thoughts uncensored. And it might be a little cursing here and there. I've never been like the type of person that's a news reporter that's gonna curse like a sailor. I'm not gonna do that to you, right? But I do wanna be able to talk and be chill and talk like an adult to y'all. So I hope that you guys, if you guys like this discussion and you like my news reporting and me having conversation with you guys virtually, you go and subscribe to the DJ Jerrica podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as I continue to try to grow. That don't mean unsubscribe or like not follow me on YouTube, because I do put out the news first on YouTube. And if you guys are short and straight to the point, this is the channel that you want to be. But if you guys are the type of people that, you know, you guys work out, or you're cleaning your house, or you're at work, or whatever you're doing, and or you're reading a book and you just want to hear somebody talk you through whatever you're doing, it's a great podcast to check out. All right. So I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful night, day, wherever you guys are in the world. Make sure you guys hit the subscribe button, and I'll be back with more videos. I'm trying to pump out this content. I'm trying to take this channel to the top. I'm trying to be enthusiastic as possible because I've been through so much. You guys have no idea. And I don't even want to speak about it, but I just went through a serious medical crisis, and I'm feeling good, and I'm thankful, and I'm just so determined to take my life to the top and be successful. And I hope that anybody's watching this, if you're going through something, that you're going to get through it. If you're going through a health crisis, work through it and believe in yourself. I'll catch you guys on my next video. Much love to you. Peace.